This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Denver Broncos are officially under new ownership for the first time in 36 years, dating all the way back to 1984. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
The NFL owners unanimously approved the sale of the Broncos to the Walter Penner Group Tuesday. Walmart heir Rob Walton says he and his partners can't wait to put a winning team on the field.
It's been a great process, and I want to extend the thanks to all the owners that we've been involved with. Their warm greeting and support as we've met them along the way.
The Broncos went up for sale in February. The new owners are purchasing the team for $4.65 billion, the most in U.S. sports history. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The ownership group now includes former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, Starbucks Chair Melody Hobson, and Formula One driver Lewis Hamilton, making it one of the more diverse ownership groups in NFL history. Location data on wolves and other sensitive species will be protected under a new law that takes effect today. It says state agencies can block public access to records about the locations of threatened animals and plants, even if someone's filed a records request to get that information. And Denver removed a plaque yesterday that advocates say misrepresented a historic race riot from the city's past. The 1880 anti-Chinese riot saw a white mob kill one Chinese resident and damage multiple Chinese-owned properties in Denver's Lodo neighborhood, then known as Chinatown. The city apologized earlier this year for its role in the violence. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.